everyone. Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. This interactive radio show focuses not only on Reiki, but on all topics of spirituality, as well as self-healing, self-empowerment, through loving and inspiring messages. This show is unique in that you can submit your comments and questions you would like aired and discussed on the show via a recording of your voice by going to www.realreikirealife.com. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me online by going to that same website, which is www.realreikirealife.com. I am your host, Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey, welcome everyone. It is good to be back with you recording this podcast this week. And I'm so excited for this topic today. And before I get into that topic, I just want to go into a little bit of detail about what this is. I'm sure the title of this podcast has a lot of you curious. So I want to ask you, are you an advanced Reiki master that resonates with Atlantis or Lemuria? And I very rarely record podcasts that endorse, but I had to share this with you all that I took the most beautiful and powerful course for Reiki masters from a beautiful and pure soul named Nicholas Barralos. And Nicholas, I'm sorry if I butchered your name. We Americans probably are not pronouncing that the way it's supposed to, so please forgive me if I'm butchering your name. But I wanted to say I am seriously impressed with Nicholas, this beautiful soul of light, and my experience with this class. And that's why I'm recording this episode today, because I want to share what I have learned and experienced so far, and if it resonates with you, so that you can also take part of this beautiful new healing energy as well. Also, I'm going to most likely be bringing him on a future episode to talk more about how he channeled this new energy and other exciting information about him. So if you are interested in taking this course, you can find his website at divinecommunications.eu. So again, that's divinecommunications.eu. And he has many other courses as well, other advanced meditations that he offers. They are just amazingly beautiful, and I cannot recommend him enough. All right, so at the end of this podcast, I also wanted to let you know that I am going to be recording one of his advanced meditations that come with this course, where we are going to take a soul journey back to Atlantis. And I have to say, this meditation was fully written and channeled by Nicholas and his spiritual guidance team, the Ascended Masters, and full credit is given to him and his spiritual team for this beautifully divine meditation. So stay tuned after this episode and look for that awesome meditation. You guys are going to love it, especially if you resonate with Atlantis, because this one is specifically a journey to Atlantis with your spiritual guidance. So, I'm excited for that one. That one's a beautiful, beautiful meditation. Okay, well, I always like to talk about how the episodes come to be on the show. So as I've mentioned in several episodes before this one, my business partner and I are opening a healing school. It's a holistic healing school for personal development, spirituality, all of that beautiful stuff. So we were looking for more advanced courses to teach, because we're going to be teaching people who are just awakening to this process. We're going to teach people who are kind of in the middle of it, and those who are a little bit more advanced, who have been doing this for a long time. So we were looking for more advanced courses that we could teach other than the Reiki Master level. And she recommended that I do a search online. My business partner did, so I did. And then somehow I just stumbled onto Nicholas's website and found this beautiful course. And since I highly resonate with Atlantis and Lemuria, this course actually stuck out like it was screaming, pick me, pick me. You know how that is sometimes, right? When your inner guidance just tells you to do something and you know beyond a doubt that it's something that you need to do. So that's what happened. So I took the course, and in doing so, I got to kind of know him a little bit better. And I have to say that he is one of the most kind, compassionate, caring, pure souls of light that has no other agenda other than spreading love and spreading light. I don't say this lightly either. There are very few people that I can meet or that I meet in my lifetime that are pure this way. And I say that with the highest compliments and regard to Nicholas and the work that he has had to do in his own life to reach that state. So you will not be disappointed taking that course from him. But as mentioned, this course is for Reiki Masters only. So if you are attuned to anything less than Reiki Master level, this course wouldn't be for you at this time. So if you can, try to take a Reiki Master course, work with that energy for a while before you do something more advanced like this, because it is a very advanced energy. And if you're not used to working with the higher frequencies like this, it might be a little bit too much for you, even if you are a brand new Reiki Master teacher. But again, go with what your inner guidance and your spiritual guidance tells you as far as when you will be ready to take this course. Always, always rely on that instead of what I advise, or even Nicholas says the same thing in his course, that you need to rely on your spiritual guidance to find out when the right time is to take this course. Okay, so as mentioned, it is for Reiki Masters because it is advanced, but you also learn how to tune others to this energy. And of course, attunements can only happen through Reiki Master teachers. So also the subject may or may not resonate with all Reiki Master teachers. I know many Reiki Master teachers and just in my own sphere, in my own circle. And I can say that not everyone is on board with some of this other stuff that would be considered a little out there. So that's okay. Everybody's on their own journey. Everybody's awakening at their own divine timing. And some people may or may not be drawn to this, and that's okay. But I want to put it out there that I do my best to produce podcasts for people who are new to Reiki energy work or spirituality, as well for those who have been at this for a long time and would resonate with more advanced spirituality topics, subjects and modalities. So I try to record stuff that may be helpful to anybody, no matter where you are in your spiritual journey. Okay, so what is the Lemurian light and the Reiki of the Atlanteans? I'm sure you're probably asking that by now. And if you have made it this far, you probably know what Atlantis and Lemuria are. So I'm not going to go into too much detail about that, but in a nutshell, they were ancient civilizations that were very advanced spiritually. I think most people listening to this episode know what that is. That's why I'm not going to go into too much detail. But if you do want to learn more about Atlantis and Lemuria, please go ahead and do some searches online. There's a ton of information out there. So many theories exist. Just go with whatever resonates with you and what you believe that to be. Okay, so in a nutshell, Nicholas channeled from the Creator and the Ascended Masters this healing energy from these ancient civilizations, and he was given the attunements to these lost energies. And he produced this course with the help of the Ascended Masters in a beautifully powerful course that I believe anyone should be able to access if they feel guided to do so. And what it does is it basically upgrades your current and existing Reiki Master energy to this advanced ancient energy, and it enables you to attune others as well as work on others with this new healing and powerful energy. And again, I don't want to go into too much detail because if Nicholas does come on the show, I would love for him to explain this in more detail. But in a nutshell, how this course works is that you do get what is called a grand attunement that upgrades you from your current existing Yusui Reiki Master energy to this new advanced higher frequency energy. I wouldn't say it's any more powerful or better than the Yusui energy. They're all just different in their own way, and they each all have different energies that they can assist with. And you get this directly from Nicholas if you take the course from him. And then after that, you take 3 beautiful empowerment meditations on your own that each serve a different spiritual purpose. And they each serve a spiritual purpose in channeling this new energy and assisting you further on your evolutionary growth. I want to say, when I took the grand attunement, the first empowerment meditation was one I did before work one morning. Nicholas and I had arranged a time where I was going to get the attunement from him directly. And I chose right before work in the morning because I was still in a sleepy state. I had just woken up and I could just lay there in a complete relaxed state without my mind getting crazy. You know how when you first wake up in the morning, immediately your mind turns on with all the different things that you have to do for the day. And I wanted to still be in a relaxed sleepy state where my mind wouldn't go to that place, so I could just fully enjoy the experience. And at the appointed time, I laid there and I felt this beautiful high frequency energy wash over me, and it was bliss. That's all I can say. I don't know what dimension I went to. I don't know what plane of existence this was, but it felt so comfortable, so gentle, so powerful, and it just felt so familiar. I don't even know how to describe it, but I felt it wash over me, and I laid there. And I asked the Ascended Masters to keep this up because it was one of those energies that you never get tired of. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but sometimes, you know, when you work on a specific client or a specific person, they just have the most beautiful, pure energy and you could work on them all day. Well, this is kind of how it was with this upgrade or this attunement that I got from Nicholas. I could have laid there all day just enjoying it. So I asked the Ascended Masters if they could keep it going, and immediately they answered me and said, "Okay, Patricia, if we keep this going like you want, we can do it. But you know you need to get ready for work. And if we keep going, you're going to be very late for work. So you choose what you want and it'll be your choice." So when they put it that way, I was like, "All right, I can't be late for work. I've got to get up. If I had my way, I would just lay here all day." So I thanked them wholeheartedly for the beautiful experience and the upgrade. And then they ended it so that I could get up and not be late for work. And then what happened there is there's another empowerment that you take that I took that later. And there are 2 other empowerments after that. So there's a total of 3 after you get your grand attunement. And those were no less powerful in their own way. I cannot say one was better than the other. I can't say that one is more powerful than the other. They're each different with their own frequencies because they're designed to work with your energy field in different ways. And you can read more about that in the course as well if you'd like. I also want to say that I love that we can take those empowerments as often as we needed to or as often as we feel guided to. So that we can experience the purity of this energy when it is needed. For me, I don't think I want to take it all the time. I would like to save them as treats, so to speak. Because for me, and I don't know if this resonates with anybody else, if I take attunements or healing attunements, that kind of thing, very often, it's almost like they lose their efficacy or their effectiveness. It's not deeply as healing because I feel like, for me anyway, it's almost like I begin to take it for granted and I don't appreciate the experience as much as if I were to do it less often and only when I feel like it's really needed. For instance, like in times of challenge or times of need. But anyway, as always, use your own guidance to how often you like to do your attunements for yourself. So moving on, you're also going to learn 2 new master symbols, one from Lemuria and one from Atlantis, as well as several other symbols that each align and resonate with the different elements of earth, water, air, ether, and fire. And I have to say, though, I don't have a ton of experience yet working with these symbols because I just learned them. But I can tell you that I can feel the beautiful energy emanating from those symbols just by looking at them. They are beautiful, and I'm excited to work with them more. I have worked with them just a little bit, but again, they are something that you kind of have to learn to draw, and they're a little more advanced, I would say. So I'm still learning to draw them, and I have pictures of them hanging in my healing room so that I can remember how to draw them correctly. But again, the energy just from them by looking at them is amazing. But I have channeled the new energy in working on people, and I'll talk about that in a bit. Like I said, I've only done a few Reiki sessions using this new energy, but I was so excited to share it with you because the entire attunement experience, the empowerment experience, and the advanced meditations in this course are so beautiful. And what few Reiki sessions I have done with this new energy are just mind-blowing that I wanted to share it with you before too much more time went on. I just think so many people could benefit greatly from this healing energy. And the awesome thing is that I was excited to realize that my best friend and business partner, who I'm starting this healing school with, would want to learn this as well. And then the awesome thing too is that it happened to be a full moon this past weekend, and we went camping in beautiful Mother Nature, and I attuned her under the full moon and the stars to this. Oh my gosh, you guys, it was beyond magical, and it was beautifully peaceful and gentle, yet it was so very powerful at the same time. It's so hard to describe the frequency of this energy in the human language or human words. It's just something that can only really be felt, in my opinion, unless there's somebody out there who has better words than I do to describe it. But yeah, you just have to experience it on your own, and then you'll kind of know exactly what I'm talking about. And I wanted to also say that people I have worked on have noted the difference as well. They just feel that something is different in the energy that I'm channeling. And from what I've seen is they seem to be more relaxed and kind of just more willing to let go, because sometimes what can happen, as I'm sure you all know, when you work on people, it seems like at first they kind of are a little resistant. They don't mean to be, right? Because they're laying on your table and they're giving you permission to work on them, but it seems like they have a hard time getting out of their mind to fully relax and to just allow to receive. And I find that this energy seems to kind of expedite that process so that there isn't as much resistance, or if there is resistance, it is melted away a lot faster. It seems to work on a more higher and faster level too. It almost seems like I don't have to work on people and for nearly as long either. So that's just my experience, but I do encourage you to find out what your own experiences are with this, because they may be different, because again, everybody else is different. Also, another note I wanted to talk about is, as you know, when you teach and attune Reiki to others, everyone has different experiences during their attunements. And as we teach our students about this, the same thing applies for us, right? Because spirit knows what is needed in that moment in time, and your experience is customized by spirit. So my experience with this energy and the attunements might not look the same as yours, or your experience with this might not look the same as mine. And that is okay. If you feel guided to take this course, Nicholas does offer it online, and you do go at your own pace. So you can do this when you're ready to, when you resonate with it, at the time your spiritual guidance helps you decide that that is right for you. It's beautiful. I love the go at your own pace courses because of that reason, that you can just take them whenever it is needed. Also, I want to say that Nicholas has given me full permission to use his manual for this course and teach it in person. So for those of you who would love to learn this beautiful new energy in person, I will be teaching it with my business partner in our new Holistic Healing School and Clinic in August of 2019 sometime. We'll have more class dates scheduled later on after that as well, if that doesn't work out for you, or if you would like to, say, travel here or fly out here. But to check that out, just go to realreikireallife.com. I will be updating those classroom dates, or class dates, sorry, in the near future. So please go there and take a look and see if that is there, and if this will be something that you resonate with if you want to take it in person. If not, again, you can go to Nicholas's website and take it from him there as well. And lastly, I want to publicly thank Nicholas for channeling this new energy from the Ascended Masters. And I want to thank the Ascended Masters. I also want to thank the Creator of all and all other high vibrational energy beings who worked with him directly to bring this new energy back to the earth or to reawaken it back to the earth. He put a ton of divine love, work, time, and effort into producing this course, and I am so beyond grateful and thankful for all the synchronicities that had to take place in order for me to have, quote, stumbled onto this course. I just say that because we know we don't just stumble onto anything. Everything happens in its own divine timing. I also wish to thank all the synchronicities that had to take place in order for Nicholas to be in a place in life where he could channel this information. And again, if you feel guided to take this course, Nicholas's contact information is divinecommunications.eu. Again, that is divinecommunications.eu. And I will include that web link in the show notes, so be sure to check that out if you aren't in a place to write that web link down. Also, again, don't forget to check out the advanced meditation I will be recording after this episode so that you can experience this beautiful energy yourself if you are on the fence about taking this course. Also know that this advanced meditation that I'm recording does not attune you to this energy. It just helps you experience it so that you can kind of understand a little bit more what this energy is before you decide to take the course. And again, the meditation was channeled by Nicholas from the Ascended Masters, and I take no credit for the content of that meditation. Full credit is given to Nicholas and his spiritual guidance team for this meditation. I do hope you guys enjoy. And as always, I am Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love. Namaste. To interact with us on our show, you can submit any listener questions via email or your recorded voice by going to our website at www.realreikireallife.com and using our interactive recorder to record your question or comments there. Your voice question or email may be featured, answered, and aired on an upcoming episode for a truly interactive experience. We also offer free recorded meditations as well as other free stuff. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me on our website to help facilitate your healing journey. Until next time, I am your host, Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love.